Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we doing today, guys?
Good.
I'm over the moon.
That's a lot.
I'm feeling great because I've decided that it is time to make a difference in the world. I've been thinking about people's happiness, and I've come across a study that I think is really interesting, and I want to talk about it next. And unlike just talking about it, I'm going to give the listeners a chance to get involved, and they will instantly be able to feel better from getting involved in the next segment.
Well, this is what the world needs right now.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yep.
Hey, also coming up later, if you've got the mother-in-law from hell, oh my God, have I got a tale for you.
Oh my God.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
Because don't you think more important than ever to focus on our happiness? It is right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with so much going on in the world, I think often we forget about our own happiness, and that is where I am here to help. I read an article today, the science behind why volunteering to help others makes you happier. And it says when you volunteer to help someone, it gives you a warm glow of giving. That's like it happens in your brain and makes you happier. Mm-hmm. And it says people who do more volunteer work lead to living happier lives.
I get really annoyed when people say, though, that you shouldn't do the volunteer work to make yourself feel happier. And no, it's like, it all counts. It all matters.
Well, this article says exactly the same thing. It says even if you're doing it for that purpose, you're still helping someone, and it's a great thing to do.
Great.
And then this is where I thought it got really interesting. It said, So there's this study they did where they gave two groups of subjects a task for a week. One group of subjects, they said each day spend $5 on yourself. And then the other group of subjects, they said each day spend $5 on someone else. And at the end of the week, they surveyed them to how they felt about the money that they spent. And the people who spent the money on other people felt immeasurably better than the people who spent the money on themselves. And I thought, isn't that fantastic?
It is. It's like when we bought each other. Remember last year in lockdown, we bought each other presents.
Yes.
And it was just so lovely.
Yes.
I loved seeing the joy in your face as you opened the ridiculous presents that I bought you.
Yes. And so I thought, well, all those people that have given that money, they've got this amazing feeling. We should be able to give that feeling to our listeners. So I came up with an idea.
Yeah.
Producer Pip, I've sent you a text message. Can you please read out to Carrie and Australia what's, or maybe, yeah, no, read it out, read it out.
Okay, it says.
Or hang on, maybe hold one number off. Read it out.
One number off.
Which, yeah, maybe.
Off of which section? Off of the middle? Like, just any number? Just,
I reckon.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It reads, Tom Little, BSB 063.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Mm-hmm.
And account number 0.
You're giving out your
07.
Yeah.
24172.
And then to the lucky people who get through on the phones on 131060, people give you that other number and you can give me $5 and you will feel like the people in this study who felt amazing.
It's giving, but it's got to be giving, isn't it, for people?
Spending $5 on someone else.
Someone else that just asks for your money.
It doesn't say that. It says if you spend $5 on yourself, you won't be anywhere near as happy as if you spend $5 on someone else. If you want to be part.
What are you
going to
do with the money?
If you want to be part of happiness, 131060 is our number. You can be one of the lucky people.
Mate, you're well paid. You don't need to ask people to give you $5.
You could be one of the lucky. I'm giving them happiness, some would say is priceless. For $5, 131060.
No, you're not allowed to keep this money.
131060, give us a call if you want to be one of the lucky ones to feel happy enough and get the chance to give me $5.
That's Gary and Tommy.
Gary Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
That is new stuff from Katy Perry. It's called Electric. It's Gary and Tommy for your Wednesday, Arvo.
You won't get this anywhere else. We are giving out the gift of happiness here because there was a study that showed that volunteering and giving makes you happy. Mm. And they gave two groups of people a task. The first group of people, they were told to spend $5 a day on themselves. Mm. And the other group of people, they were told to spend $5 a day on someone else. And that group, by the end of the week, was so much happier than the other group that I thought, I want to give that opportunity to everyone in Australia. So on 131060, do you want to give me $5? G'day, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, so good. Are you ready to feel happy?
I am, but first of all, I just want to tell you that this is, I completely agree with you. These random acts of kindness are a way of making stuff feel really better, and it's something I like to try and do all the time. So. But
good on you, Sarah.
Just giving Tommy $5 is not a random act of kindness. The guy doesn't need any more money.
It's pretty random. Sarah and I didn't know which had.
Like the other day, I saw these beautiful police officers that helped. I think it was an old woman across the road or something. It was gorgeous. Like, that's a random act of kindness. You asking people to transfer $5 into your bank account.
This is way more random than that. That's cops helping in the community. That's exactly what they do. Sarah's just giving me
they bought groceries for a homeless person. That's what they did. It was beautiful.
You saw that online. I saw that.
Can I tell you both that last week I didn't have any coins to give to the Salvation Army, but instead the two ladies that were sitting out in the cold, and I just said to them, look, I don't have any coins to give you, but is there any chance I can buy you both a coffee? And I felt better by buying them both a coffee.
That's lovely, Sarah. And not what Tommy's suggesting.
And are you ready to feel that warm gift of giving again, Sarah? Would you like to give me $5?
I sure am.
Yeah, good on you. Thank you, Sarah. Welcome to the game. Good on you. Thank you.
This is absurd. Kylie, are you ready to pay some cash to Tommy?
I sure am.
Good on you, Kyles. And how does that feel now that you've given that?
All warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Would you say this is the happiest you've been in some time?
Yes.
Good on you.
It's convincing. Yes. Put her on the poster. Yeah.
Good on you, Kylie. Thanks so much for getting involved. Really appreciate it.
How do you feel getting the money?
Oh, I feel great.
Yeah, I bet.
I feel fantastic, actually. Melissa.
Do you know another way you could have made these people happy? Mm. You could have just given them money.
No. Because
Sarah, can we go back to Sarah?
No, I feel happy.
See if Sarah's there. Sarah, are you still there?
I sure am.
How would you feel, how would it make you feel to get $50 from Tommy?
No.
50. That would feel even better.
Wouldn't it? Amazing. Great. Let's go to Kylie.
No, I didn't say
Kylie.
Yes. I didn't say
Kylie,
yes to that.
How would it feel to get $200 from Tommy?
This is feeling awful.
Love taking money from Tommy.
Okay.
See, it's how you make people happy, mate.
Mate, I feel miserable.
It's not about you. Remember, it's about them.
Okay.
Isn't it?
G'day, Melissa.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you going to give me money?
No, actually, Tommy, I'm just wondering if you might have had some dental work done.
Sorry?
Well, when you first started, you weren't really articulating Australia or volunteer very well, and I thought maybe you might have had some crowns put on
Melissa.
Or he's drunk. No, is that what it is?
I'm tongue-tied, Melissa, and I slur my words sometimes, and I can't say L's, so they often sound like W's. Is that what you rang to say?
That is literally exactly what I rang to say. It makes me feel better.
Are you going to pay Melissa some money?
No.
Oh, now you feel sad.
Melissa, how much money do you want? Where's she gone?
$200, I won't say no.
What do you want?
$200?
Melissa, you are.
Piss off, Melissa. Sam, are you calling to give me money? It's gone. Seems like it's really gone pear-shaped.
I'm calling to tell you that you could be losing quite a bit of money, Tommy.
Why?
I work for a bank, and the number that your producer left off when she read out your account detail was a BSB digit. And they're just the last three digits can just be 000 and it doesn't matter. So effectively what's being shared on national radio is enough information for people to set up direct debits from your account number. So
amazing. You've just made a whole lot of people.
Never has there been a better plug to listen to our podcast.
Well, guys, this didn't really go as I planned. If anyone else wants to give money.
We're all feeling really happy.
Phones are still open, 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon.
If you have the mother-in-law from hell, I am going to one-up you next.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe you're going to talk about your mother-in-law like this. Okay.
Wow. Am I?
Oh, I'll stay tuned to find out.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's always a bit scary meeting the in-laws. There's a lot of pressure.
Yes. Meeting, yep, okay.
How many in-laws have you met?
Well, I'm trying to work out, in-laws is only when you're married, right?
Okay, well, I'm just using that as the phrase for your partner's parents.
Parents, yes, yes. I have met five bunches of something.
Not many.
No.
For the amount that, yeah. So how do you normally go with the parents? Are they fans of yours?
In a professional sense.
No, I just mean like, do they walk away from the encounter and say to the girl, he's great?
I think I get on well with parents.
Yep.
I think so.
Great.
Yeah.
Because a TikTok user, Emma, has started dating a guy and she said that she started following the mum on Instagram and she was scrolling through the mum's Instagram and all of a sudden she saw an image on the Instagram about the rules if you want to date my son.
That's on the Instagram.
On the mother's Instagram.
Oh, God.
She thought, oh, this is weird. Number one rule from the mother-in-law is he is not your ATM.
God.
Fair enough.
I wish my mum had said that to girls that I was dating. Mum's like, God, go for it. He just wastes it anyway. Yeah.
He's not your ATM. Number two, if you show up to my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away.
If you want to show up to my house looking like a stripper, you can anytime.
Number three, if I see any sex on his phone. Sex, sorry.
If I see sex on his phone. How precariously balanced are you if you want to have sex on his phone?
Sexts. That's a really hard word.
Sexts.
Sexts on his phone.
Certainly sounds sexy when you say it.
If I see any
hey, honey,
sex,
do you want a sex
on his phone.
hey, honey, I thought we might spice things up a bit. Have you ever thought about sending me a sex?
I normally say sexting, but sexts is a hard one to say. Anyway, she says, if I see any sexts on your phone, I'll
just
make
say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sexts.
I will make you go away. 4, understand that if I don't like you, I will make you go away. 5, understand that I can make you go away. Number 6, he's a mama's boy. Unless you have a ring on your finger, your opinion on that does not matter.
Wow.
7, you're not in charge of him and it's not up to you to change him. Take him for who he is or see, back to rule number 5.
Oh, my God.
Then it goes on, gets to number 9, I know how to avoid jail, and number 10.
Wow.
If you weasel your way past all of these rules and fake your way to a ring on your finger, I'll be something much worse than your boyfriend's mum. I will be your mother-in-law.
Well,
I mean,
that's a lot,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot. I mean, why are you looking at your partner's mum's Instagram?
But why are you letting your mum do that stuff?
Yeah, and another question.
How old is this guy? Like 15? Surely he's a grown man.
Yeah, and another question. Why can't you say sex?
Why can't I say sex? Sex.
Do you want to do what can't you say? 13, 10, I love it. It's very fun calls. Carrie can't say
I
sex.
Can't say sex. You say it?
Sexts.
Sexts. I can't say
why do you glitch in the middle of it?
I don't know. Yeah. I can say sexed.
Yeah.
It's when I have to add the S.
Yeah.
Sext. I don't have to say that very often.
No.
It's never tripped me up before.
Hasn't it?
131060, have you the mother-in-law from hell? Or what word can't you say?
What can't you say?
We'll
give us a call.
Take your calls next. Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon and on 131060, monster-in-laws or what can't you say?
Yeah.
Because you can't say sex.
No, a woman has discovered her boyfriend's mother has a set of rules for anyone wanting to date her son. One of them, number 3, is if I see any sexts on his phone, I will make it go away.
We just realised
that was better. Sexts.
You still just put an extra syllable
I'm
in.
I'm not sexts.
We worked out you can't say text either.
Texts. Texts. How many texts did you send her?
How many texts did you send her?
How many texts did you send her? But I say that word all the time and I don't sound like that, do I?
I don't reckon you do, mate.
No, clearly I don't. Anyway, this woman is the woman from hell.
Yes.
She's pretty much said, don't come near my son, otherwise I'll make you go away.
Yes.
And if you end up marrying him, you'll have more than just me to deal with. I'll be your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Laura, have you got a mother-in-law from hell or a word you can't say?
My mother-in-law is beautiful, but
great.
I can't say the word ask. Like A-S-K-E-D.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce the K.
What do you say?
Asked.
Oh, sorry. That's why I thought you said asked at first. Asked.
No,
can't be
A-S-K-E-D.
What if you say it without the E-D at the end? If you're just saying, can I ask for some sugar?
No problem. Ask.
You, but so, give us it one more time when you try the full thing.
Aft.
Wow.
It's like A-S-S-T or something. There's no A-E-D.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the thing that Bickers is doing with texts and just, you know, really draw it out. So ask. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I don't
ask.
It's like my brain has a little connection.
Ask a do. Ask a do is great.
Most right. people, a lot of people say arced.
Arced. Yeah. It's the same when sometimes I say Pacifically speaking.
Yes.
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 G'day, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. Have you got a mother-in-law from hell, or is there something you can't say?
I unfortunately have a mother-in-law or in-laws from hell.
Oh, Lisa. How long have they been in your world?
Oh, like 7-8 years now. Yeah. Pretty long time.
Why are they so bad?
So basically they told me that I am not good enough for their son pretty much to my face. And and it's been repetitive for Lisa, nonstop, even on my wedding day.
On your wedding day? What did they say on your wedding day?
Well, it's more lack of what they didn't say. There was no congratulations. There's, you know, when you go to a wedding, you're a guest, or more importantly, the father and mother of the bride, of the groom. You normally tell the bride, "Oh my God, congratulations! You look gorgeous." Nothing like that. And if anything, there was snarky remarks made my way.
Lisa, so, I've just got to. I've got to ask. I feel like your language is kind of vague. When you said they pretty much said that I wasn't good enough, did they say that to you?
They did. They did. They said, so I wasn't pretty enough, I'm not qualified enough, I'm not skinny enough. Mind you, when they told me I wasn't qualified enough, I was getting my degree. So,
Lisa, what does your hubby say to them?
He's just like, oh, whatever, ignore them, you know, typical sort of
dude. Do you have to see them? Can you do that?
I have to see them, unfortunately. Mm. I wish I didn't. But to keep the peace, I just kind of suck it up and move on.
Oh, Lisa, that's...
Well, this actually fits both categories because they're parents-in-law from hell and they also can't say nice things to Lisa. G'day, Shondell.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Have you got mother-in-law from hell, or is there something you can't say?
Look, I was smart enough. I did have a mother-in-law from hell and I just got rid of the boyfriend, but I actually rang to say that it wasn't worth the hassle. But I actually have. So my daughter can't say echidna.
What does she say?
Ikima.
Ikima.
Ikima. And how old's your daughter, Shondell?
So she started that when she was 4. She's now 23.
She still can't say it. It's not my friend who can't say ambulance. She says ambulance.
Ambulance. Yep.
Ambulance. She's a grown woman and she says ambulance.
Have you ever tried to get her to say there's an abundance of ambulances?
No. Maybe I should send her some texts and tell her.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And a big show still to come, guys. Yep. Huge guest.
We're about to go live to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
To speak to Vance Joy, who is living over there at the moment with his girlfriend. We're going to talk about his new music and what's life like over in Barcelona.
I think it's very brave that we are crossing to Barcelona without checking the connection first. So it's worth staying tuned just to see how big the delay is on the line when we say, hello, Vance. And then the backup DJ kicks in. Because there's been so much dead air and silence. But this is fun because right now, chance to win some big, big cash.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The prize jackpots weekly. But last week, to celebrate the 30th edition of the Time Game, Carrie and Tommy got their wallets out.
I will throw in $1,000 extra.
I'll chuck in an extra $2,000.
But it didn't go off. So this week, for the first time ever in the Time Game, the jackpot is going backwards to...
$3,100.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
$3,100 is amazing.
It's still pretty good.
Give us a call, 131060 if you want in.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and it's time for this...
Time, full mind, banana, full fine, fee, five, more mind. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Oh, yeah, $3,100 is on the line. Daniel, how does that sound to you?
It sounds really good.
So, okay. Yeah. That's great. How is your relationship with time?
Yeah, great. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, I could have told you that. That pause, Daniel, 5 seconds.
It was 5 seconds. But that's what we're going for, Daniel. When Jesse says start, you just say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds on the clock, the cash will be yours. Are you ready?
I am.
Start.
Stop.
Felt not too bad, Daniel. How did you feel about it?
Look, I'm going with the power of positivity, and I'm going to say I did pretty good.
Okay,
Jesse,
great.
How'd he go?
5.
Ooh.
Points.
Ooh.
8-0.
Ooh. Daniel, not bad. Daniel. Do you know why? It's because Daniel has 6 letters in his name.
Oh, God.
It was always close to the 6.
Natalie's got no chance then. Natalie with lots of letters in her name. How? I can't count that quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
How are you with time?
I would say I'm okay, but at the moment not feeling pretty confident.
Natalie, have some confidence. What tactic are you going to go with? Are you going to just count in your head, or have you got a second stopwatch on hand?
No, I'm going to do it in my head, and fingers crossed, it stops on 5 seconds.
Great.
Cross your fingers, but not if you're using them for counting. Jesse, over to you.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh,
that felt really good.
That felt pretty good, didn't
really
it?
Really good.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Jesse's face. Natalie, you should see Jesse's face.
My
God.
Natalie, oh my God. Natalie, how did you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel right now. I'm shaking.
Oh, my God, there's $3,100 up for grabs today.
Palms are sweating. It's bad because it means he might have slipped on the button and not stopped it. Did you stop it?
I did stop it, yeah.
It started off as a joke, this segment. And it's up to $3,000.
What do you mean?
We just played it once. We're never going to play it again. And we've played it every week.
I was really proud of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Natalie, Jesse, you need to know something about Jesse. He's dead inside and shows no emotion. and his little limp face just lit
so happy.
Right up. I've never seen so much expression. And I've seen him go to weddings. I've seen...
He's got the tension music out.
God. Oh, my God.
Guys.
Yep.
4.95.
Oh,
my God.
So Natalie. Close, Natalie.
Oh, what do we have as a consolation prize? Because
nothing.
Yep.
Ben, are you ready to play the time game?
Yeah.
Ben, no
I'm
pressure.
I'm exhausted after the last one. So
just take it away. Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh,
felt a bit quick.
Beat on the quick side, Ben. How did you feel about it?
I don't know. Scavity yet.
Yeah, just gave it a go. Okay, Ben. Have it a Jesse. Jesse, how did Ben go?
4.36.
Bit on the quick side. Okay, thanks, Benny Boy.
Why are you now commentating a horse?
I don't know. Coming around. He's coming up the back. Get round. G'day, Justin.
It's a sheep now.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Justin, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, you nervous?
Yep.
What's the biggest thing you've ever won in your life?
Probably $5,000.
What'd you win that on, bro?
On the raffle.
Did you see that coming?
No, not at all.
Bigger than
all right, well, then you should be the expert at this, Justin. Are you ready to play?
Probably not. Yeah. Oh,
have all a bit of confidence.
We're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start. You've got to say stop at 5 seconds.
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
What happened, Justin? Justin, did you pull the
certainly
trigger?
Not going to win the cash.
Did you pull the trigger a little early there, Justin? What happened?
I think my can's a bit fast.
Yeah, okay.
What was that, Jess?
3.9.
Yeah, but thanks for getting involved, Justin. It was
absolutely.
Good anyway.
Just, I feel like we've got to end on the last one because her name is Hope. And I feel like that's a great omen.
What do you mean? No, it's not. It's 4 letters.
Nah, Hope. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yeah, great. I'm going to hand you over to Jesse. You've got this. I feel it.
Awesome.
Start.
Stop.
Felt real good. It felt really good.
Okay. I'm just leaving this. This is between you and Hope.
Yep. I've got a lot of hope.
Well, Jesse's obviously got to get involved as well.
Yep. Jess.
5.
Oh.
Points.
Oh.
4.8.
Oh. We'll be back next week. Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
So that is the brand new one from Vance Joy. It's called Missing Piece, and it is out now. It's Carrie.
That's ironic because we've got a missing piece, and it is Vance Joy. You know what is amazing?
Can we just say, if people have just joined us, Vance Joy was meant to be joining us right this second from Barcelona.
I was going to say, that's what's amazing about this. I, for the first time, have manifested something.
What do you mean?
Because at 4 o'clock on this very show, I said, coming up, we've got Vance Joy on a line that we haven't tested from Barcelona, which I think is a bold move.
And what do you know?
We haven't got Vance Joy. I mean, I knew there'd be a delay, but I didn't know it was going to be so bad that he wasn't here. We keep looking up at his Zoom screen just hoping Vance Joy is going to pop in.
What's he doing? It's 8 o'clock in the morning over there. Is he sleeping in?
Probably.
Is that what's happening?
He's a muso. Why
imagine
wouldn't he be?
Living in Barcelona.
Imagine. And guys, if
we've
you can just imagine that,
stuff you can't
for the
say.
Next 4 minutes that we had allocated for Vance Joy.
How are they
just
going
spend
with COVID
imagine.
Over there at
We're
the moment?
In Barcelona.
Would it be a better... I don't think things are good with COVID over there.
What, in Barcelona?
No. He's living there with his girlfriend at the moment. Apparently, he spent a few months over there.
Just going to start reading stuff off the fact sheet that we were given about him.
Last year, he spent time with her over there, and then they did long distance, and this song, Missing Piece, is about a long-distance relationship.
So Bickers, didn't you interview him on the project?
I did.
Did you guys test the line there first?
Yeah, we did. In fact, we had a great chat. I've got a little bit of that.
Give us a bit of that.
One of the things that we spoke about, it was very funny. He spoke about how people are getting to that he's famous.
Don't speak too quickly, mate. We've got to fill 4 minutes.
They're starting to realise he's famous where he's living at the moment.
Yeah, that's it.
And he didn't realise the way he was sounding when he started talking about that. Have a listen.
I got to know all my neighbours. So now every time I go on the balcony, they're like, hey, and so I think they know I'm a musician now, so it's harder to go on the balcony for a coffee now because there's lots of conversations now, and yeah, it's tough.
Fans, congratulations.
I really needed to get that off my chest.
Our heart bleeds for you, Vance.
It must be so tough having people know that you're a musician.
The fame's gone to your head, Vance.
No. Oh, God, it's good to be brought back to earth. Yeah. When you hear something, thank you.
Yes, I wanted to find out how those chats on the balcony were going.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know, will we?
Oh, who knows?
How long do we give him now, do you reckon?
Oh, should we just Google other Vance Joy's interviews?
I've got more I can tell you. So his song, right, in the film clip to his song,
just had a...
it's a woman... runs a sandwich to her partner who has he's coming now, good, because I was going to tell you the story of his film clip, but I was also going to tell you, because it's about a sandwich, where the word sandwich originates from.
I reckon
the song sandwich originates from a place called Sandwich in the UK.
Wait,
that's good stuff.
I wonder if Vance knows that.
I think we're probably done here. Vance Joy's new single, Missing Piece,
I really
is fantastic.
To chat to him.
Yes, so did I, mate. But
can't you manifest it?
Oh, I've only got one manifestation a day.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Vance Joy's, I guess, do we have to still do the credit line if we didn't get him? Vance Joy's new single, Missing Piece, is out now. It's an absolute cracker, and hopefully we get to chat to him about it one day.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
So much of the show is still to come, including because I've actually got a helpful life tip for people. It's not an invention that could make you millions. It's just a
is
helpful.
Is it ridiculous or is it something that's actually going to help me? In what area of my life it's going to help me?
Firstly, how very dare you. Secondly, sleep deprived.
Oh, my God, that's me.
Yes. Well, stay tuned. I might have something that can help you push out them Z's.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, it's hard to imagine, especially for Victorians who are about to enter their second week of lockdown, but next year... picture this, jumping on a plane and going to Coachella in LA. It's back in 2022. It's been off for 2019, 2020. They've postponed it. They're saying it will go ahead next year. They believe the world will be back travelling, and they haven't said whether it will be the 2020 lineup, which was Gaga, Rage Against the Machine, Frank Ocean, or a new lot.
Sick.
But I thought, if we can travel, then I think we should
go
do your Dennis Rodman auction bid that you won, Dinner with Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then go to Coachella.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and take listeners.
I can probably fly us by then.
What?
Yeah.
Great.
That's a long
way.
You can fly Dennis Rodman around.
God, he's high enough most of the time. I reckon he can fly himself around.
What's the furthest you will be able to fly?
Oh, I don't know. I assume it'll be the range of a small plane. So
you just got to keep refueling.
Yeah.
Just a lot of stops. Hey, speaking of travelling overseas, heaps of vaccine passports are happening at the moment. So they tried it in New York, mm-hmm. where if you had been vaccinated, you can get into clubs, you can get into stand-up gigs, you can travel to certain places. In the US, they haven't loved it, but in the UK and in Europe in particular, there's some countries that are allowing you to travel to them if you've been vaccinated.
Really?
Yes. So they're saying this could be the way forward. Concerts are doing it. In the US, there's a concert, Teenage Bottleneck. I don't know who they are.
Teenage Does anyone know? Bottleneck.
Do we play any Teenage Bottleneck,
no.
Jesse?
Oh, is that the band's name?
Yeah, they're a punk rock band, and they're putting on a Teenage show in Florida. Bottleneck. Tickets are $18 if you've been vaccinated. $999 if you haven't.
That's so disappointing from a punk rock band. The whole people that are meant to be anti-establishment are like, hey, by the way, unless you're part of the system.
Nah, well, they're saying they're not telling people how to think and what to do.
Remember when punk rockers
they're just saying, you can decide. If you can pay a grand, you are more than welcome at our gig.
Remember when punk rockers used to spit on people? Now they're insisting you need to be vaccinated. Okay, well, how boring.
In the COVID world, them spitting on people is probably not what we want. It is a money spinner for them. What are you suggesting? Everyone just go spit on each other and just spread the love?
I think
spread a bit of COVID.
I think that the vaccines are great,
yeah.
and that we should all get vaccinated. But I think it's sad when a punk rock group are the ones trying to get people to play by the rules.
Yeah, but they don't want to die either.
Oh, my God. Punk rockers should want to die. That's punk.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And finally, my worst nightmare.
They'll finish their gig by saying, stay in school.
My worst nightmare has opened in London, the world's first floating, transparent pool. So
yes.
This is a glass pool that's got a glass bottom so you can see right down to the bottom, suspended between the 10th floor of two buildings.
An upskirter's delight.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Do you swim in a skirt?
I have my ways, thank you, Jesse.
It's open in southwest London and it's 25 metres, so you can go up and back between the buildings and you feel like you're just swimming like in the air.
Do you?
In water, but in the air.
Are you trying to change the quote? Because I read the guy that says it feels like you're flying.
No,
are you
I didn't
trying to
see
not
that.
Read it directly, but pick something else?
No, I didn't see
okay.
that. Oh, yes, it'll be like flying. I see. Once you swim, you're off. You can look right down. It'll be like flying. I mean, he's right. It will be like flying.
Would you do it?
I think maybe.
Would ya?
I mean, I get to say that because I'll never get the chance to try.
No, but there are pools around. Obviously, Australia, in our various CBDs at fancy hotels.
That's not the same. They just go right up to the edge, don't they?
No,
what are they
pools
called?
That
Horizon
go out
pools
over.
Or something? Do they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find one.
Okay, great.
And we'll take a dip.
Great.
Then you can... Weird.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you'll never guess what's going to happen right now.
I think I can.
No,
yeah.
You'll never know.
I think I saw the same TikTok advice.
Probably not.
Involving lettuce.
Because what I have here is I have some lettuce and I have a mug.
It's delicious.
And I have a kettle full of boiling water. What do you think could possibly be happening
Apparently,
in the kitchen?
You are going to try and send me to sleep with some lettuce.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I might not be.
You're currently shoving lettuce into a mug.
I think I've put too much.
And you're about to pour boiling water over lettuce in a mug. Yes. Tell us why, Tommy.
No, we don't know. It's a mystery.
No, but we do I'm know. We both read the same TikTok article.
No, yep. It's a mystery.
According to one TikToker, if you're having trouble sleeping, you're meant to put lettuce in a mug, put boiling water over it, let it sit there for a bit, let it percolate, then remove the lettuce.
How long do we let it steep? I didn't
focus
on that.
And then apparently if we sip on that, it's meant to send us to sleep. There's some thing in lettuce. It's called, I did take note of what it's called.
Jeez, you've done a lot more research
it's
than me for my segment.
Lactucarium. And it's proven to make you feel relaxed and super sleepy. And lettuce carries lactucarium.
So why doesn't it do it when you eat the lettuce?
Great question, Jesse.
Maybe it's because it's got to be with the boiling water.
Maybe you just have to make mouth boiling and you could get the same.
Or maybe this whole thing's a crock.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. The lettuce is coming out.
Yeah. Okay. So have you got something to cool the boiling water down, or are you just going to make me sip really boiling water?
I didn't think about that.
Have you done any prep for this segment?
No, I didn't even get the lettuce.
So why?
Zonda did.
Now, the problem is, though, I'm meant to be laying down in bed and feeling relaxed before I drink this.
We don't know the power of the lettuce. This one is a cos.
So, okay. I need, it's very hot.
If you wouldn't, just blow on it a bit, mate.
Oh, it smells like lettuce.
But hang on. Do you feel anything?
I haven't drunk it yet.
What? Oh. Okay.
It's not nice to drink.
Sounds nice.
On the TikTok I saw, she added peppermint just to make it taste better, and then everyone told her underneath that peppermint keeps you awake.
She was so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like.
How many sips am I meant to have?
Well, I think you meant to drink the whole cup. Right? How asleep do you want to be?
Well, I mean, we've still got a show to do, so not too asleep. And then I've got to go do the project tonight.
Tommy, you talk to her like she's going to go to sleep. Oh, you shouldn't be so loud.
Gary, how are you feeling?
Like I'm drinking gross water.
You've got to whisper back too.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, because you're trying to see if you can get me to sleep.
That's what you do when you're falling asleep.
Do you?
You whisper to each other.
Do who does? I certainly don't at home.
Me and the people I sleep with.
You're weird.
Whisper. Okay. Whisper.
Do you have a mouth? I mean, an eye patch?
Whisper.
Eye patch. Can I have an eye patch?
Okay. So what you do?
Can I have an eye patch? I'll put a mask.
Just put your.
I'll put my mask over my eyes.
Oh no, that's my mask, and now it'll be brown.
My mask. Omar, do I have a few more sips?
Gary, whisper.
And how about we then play some Adset and News,
Jesse,
and we'll see if I fall asleep.
Jesse, turn her microphone off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Turn the microphone.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Well, I think we've lost her. Can't hear Carrie anymore. Mm-hmm. She must be asleep. Good night, everyone. Don't crash your cars. Wake up.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at. For your Wednesday afternoon, and we're still.
Can you stop being a weirdo?
No, you're still sleeping, Carrie.
But you don't sound like you're whispering.
Yeah, because I don't want to wake you up.
You've never done radio.
Do you know what he tried to do?
Oh.
Jesse tried to whisper, but also have energy.
Yeah.
Because he was coming back from there. So I was like, yeah, you'll be Carrie and Tommy.
You know what I've learnt from both of you?
Yes.
I never want to be in bed beside either of you if that's what happens around bedtime. If Jesse talks like that, or if you do your weird whispering
thing. Why not, though?
Yeah. It's creepy. So, if you have just joined us, Tommy has just fed me lettuce water. Apparently, it makes you sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has made me a little bit sleepy.
And now you're doing the whisper thing.
Catch you.
Welcome to bed, everyone.
If you'd actually given me a chance,
yes.
I reckon I could have fallen asleep.
And do you think that is because of the lettuce water?
Or
do you think
that's because of.
Yes, I was going to say. Maybe we do a TikTok where that's what you prescribe to people.
What do you mean?
Getting up seven. If you're having trouble sleeping, just have one night where you get up seven times.
And then you sleep really well.
And then you're not off at work the next day. That's great.
Hey, what's still to come?
A bit of content confusion. If that's confusing, stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I'm so scared to play a game with you. Because everybody keeps coming up in the street and asking me, when's it coming back? When's it coming back? And I'm like, guys, when is what coming back? And they said this.
Dog, 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 back, 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 dog.
Never have I seen such disappointment in your face.
What animal are we doing today?
What do you mean?
Well, normally you pick a different animal. Penguin one week, we had to guess birds.
It's where you play the noise of an animal. We have to guess which type it is. Okay, if you insist, we'll do a different version today.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 farmyard animal.
Farmyard animal. Yeah. Oh, I'm good with the farmyard animals.
Great.
I sing a lot of Old MacDonald.
Great, okay.
Yeah.
So to mix things up, would you like to lock in your answers and then we'll reveal them at the end? Or would you like to...
Yeah, great idea.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
let's go with number one, please, Jesse.
No.
Well, it's a pig.
Okay, pig is the answer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sounds like you. Is that you? Are you making all the farmyard noises?
What are you doing? Are you doing pig?
Okay, pig.
Okay, great. Yeah. Number two, please, Jesse.
That's geese.
Geese or goose? Do you think that's more than one? It is important.
Play it again. Yeah, it's geese.
Okay, that's interesting. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What's a flock of geese called for an extra point? It's a gaggle. Incorrect. Sorry. Next one, please, Jesse.
This is you again. It's a
what
cow.
Do you mean? It's a cow?
You've lost your mind.
So is cow what you
Yes,
looking?
It's cow.
It's cow. Number four, please, Jesse.
It's a goat.
Okay.
You're good at the goat.
And what is number five?
A sheep?
Sheep. So just to confirm, pig? You think it's definitely a pig?
Where did you record all of these?
Do you think they're all me?
No, one sounds like Jesse's talking in the background.
That was. He maybe was at a farm.
Did he duck out at a farm today?
We sent him out with a recorder. You can't just download these things.
Yeah.
Okay, pig. So what do you think? Pig. Definitely a pig?
Yeah.
Incorrect. That was me doing the voice of a pig. You said geese.
Yeah.
Is that, you want to lock that in?
Yeah.
Sure.
You doing the voice of geese.
No, that was actually a goose, and a real goose, not me.
Just one.
That was one goose. Mm. Cow.
Yep.
You sure?
Yep. You doing a cow.
That was me doing a cow. Well done.
Yeah.
The next one you had goat.
You doing a goat.
Incorrect. That was a real goat.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And the final one.
You doing a sheep.
It was me doing a sheep. Well done.
I didn't think that segment could get any more absurd. Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.